Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for business women who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. You know, when I was growing up, we lived in a quintessential 1950s neighborhood of ranch-style homes lined up on both sides of the street in tidy rows, all filled with kids. There were no fences between the houses, and we kids all played and ran between the houses freely, except for one house. It belonged to Mr. and Mrs. Becker. Now, Mr. and Mrs. Becker did not have any children. What they did have was a big, beautiful German Shepherd dog named Lady. Now, Mr. and Mrs. Becker were a really nice, lovely, quiet couple. And they would wave and smile as they did their yard work throughout the various seasons, always very friendly. They would greet us and welcome us as kids at Halloween for trick-or-treat. But we didn't play or run through their yard because, did I mention their big German Shepherd dog named Lady? You know, Lady would patrol the perimeter of their yard. Lady was very disciplined. She never strayed outside the boundaries. When Mr. Becker would just whistle slightly, Lady would run to his side obediently. A very disciplined and obedient dog. But we all learned, though disciplined and obedient as she was, we gave Lady wide berth, and usually as kiddos, we walked on the far side of the road whenever Lady was outside. We all just had a healthy fear of Lady. Now, she never, ever bit anyone or approached anyone in an attack mode, but we just kept a healthy fear of that potential. You know, healthy fears serve a function. Fear of a hot stove or of an ice-covered road or a growling dog are warnings to protect us from pending danger. But what about other types of fears? Maybe about health conditions or a job layoff or the car on its last legs or your aging mother-in-law needing to move in with you or your financial future or your children who are making all the wrong choices. You know, the list of things that we could be fearing right now could go on and on. So what do you do with the real feelings of fear that we as Christians face? Do we grip the steering wheel of life harder, trying to take control more? Oh, I know that's quite often my response. But we don't have to wonder. You know, Jesus has given us instruction, clear instruction of what to do when we face fear. And we have an example today in Matthew chapter 8, where Jesus' disciples faced a seriously frightening situation one day, and they had to decide what to do with their real fear. Let's take a look at it in Matthew chapter 8, starting in verse 23. Then he, Jesus, got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him up and said, "Lord, save us. We are going to drown." He replied, "Oh, you of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." You remember this episode, I am sure. And in Mark's gospel that records this very same incident, it records the disciples even went further and asked Jesus, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown? Don't you care?" You know, fear does that. It causes us to doubt if God cares, if anyone cares. Well, as Max Lucado, the author, writes in his book, Fearless, quote, "Fear corrodes our confidence in God's goodness. If God can sleep in our storms, if his eyes stay shut when our eyes grow wide, if he permits storms after we get on his boat, does he care? Fear unleashes a swarm of doubts," end quote. You know, the disciples had just come from previous days and weeks of journeying with Jesus, where they saw with their own eyes miracle after miracle after miracle performed. Yet they still were afraid and doubted that Jesus could handle this storm. You know, sometimes our memories of God's miracles and provisions in our lives get a bit dull too, don't they? That's why, more than any other command Jesus ever gave, fear not was the number one command. More than 125 times in the Gospels, Jesus takes our fears seriously. And he is here to assure us, fear not, do not be afraid. Fear not, do not be afraid. You know, God has not given us a spirit of fear or timidity. You know, Timothy recorded that for us. And so as the author Max Lucado says, when fear knocks, don't invite it in for dinner. I love that. When fear knocks, don't welcome it. Don't invite it in for dinner. Remember Jesus' encouragement, fear not, do not be afraid. In Matthew 14:27, Jesus said, take courage, I am here. Isn't that a good word? Take courage, I am here. I am here. And remember, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Fear not. Take courage. Jesus is here. Whatever we face today that causes us to pause, doubt, fear, get that pit in our stomach, take courage. He is here. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.